guy.
Boom, boom. And there's no time like the present.
No, sure not.
What's going on?
I had a hot cross bun.
Yes, so did I.
So what's the rule? Is there a rule? Like, how long after
Easter can you eat a hot cross bun?
Yeah.
When I think it's forever.
No, they don't make it more forever.
Oh, I just think that Jesus dies for you every day.
So we should be able to eat a hot cross bun every single day.
100%. But I don't eat hot cross buns with raisins.
Yes.
In them.
Hence the reason why I buy the one with white chocolate and raspberries.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Charlie and Ponyo.
Hi.
We're playing that game where I pass on my love to Charlie. So I've been ill for the past week or so.
So
sharing the love.
Sick as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't understand where that came from. Because dogs don't get the flu. Dogs don't get sick.
Yes, they do.
No, like as in like the flu.
Like, we don't know that.
Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we do.
Groundhog Day. Yes. But anyway, yeah, you were sick as a MF all week, and now I'm sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we're a bit husky,
excuse us. Deal with it. We're a bit low in energy. But yeah, hot cross buns. I don't know what the rule is. I'm still eating them. They're freaking awesome. I totally agree with you. I don't like the ones with raisins.
Do you like them fresh, like without oven baked?
No, it's got to be toasted.
Yeah?
Okay. It's got to be toasted with butter.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, with butter. Mm-hmm. You never used to be a butter fan, but... No.
Since meeting you and traveling...
freaking everything.
But trying different types of butter.
Mm.
Oh, it's good.
Butter's good for you.
It's good for the soul. It's good for the arteries. It's good for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I like airport butter for some reason.
That was so random.
No. I like, you know, like...
Well, on the planes.
Yeah, plane butter's good, but also, like, the airport butter from, like, those delicatessens. But, I mean, you're paying, like, $12 for, like, a croissant.
Oh, that's true.
And, like, I want four of those little slabs of butter.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if I'm only going to use three of them.
That's true.
I guess
the butter from different airport would be different as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, just airports in general. I mean, I've had so many good and bad. We'll flip to another topic. Airports do my head in.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some of them do.
Well, I'll give the listener a bit of a background. We're planning our next trip, and I'm just looking at connecting flights, transfers, layover, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
Oh, man, there's a lot of research involved.
Yeah, but you're a researcher and...
Because you want it to be streamless, smoothless. Wait, what's the word? I can't even think straight.
Streamlined.
You want the holiday to be... Especially if you're traveling for a long period of time and you are going through, I don't know, X amount of airports.
Yeah.
I mean, you spend more time.
I remember one that was booked years ago by...
Not me.
No, not by you, but I think it was...
By one of our listeners.
It was probably my mum. through her flight agent. Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And the layover was like 8 hours in Manila Airport.
And mind you, Manila Airport. Whoo.
Oh, man, every time I go there, it hurts my soul, and it brings me back to that moment where it was just like, I wish I was...
The one born. Organizing?
I wish I was never born. Oh, yeah. I know, but what made it worse was, fucking, didn't we have to... We had to fly, so we live in Sydney, but we had to fly to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So we waited 8 hours in Manila, and then we had to fly
to another place.
Melbourne, sit in Melbourne for like 2 hours, and then fly to Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, but not only that, we caught a bus.
Mm.
It was like a shuttle bus.
Yeah.
And then it dropped off every other person, every single person off, and then we were last. And so the shuttle bus was like an extra 2 hours. So
door to door.
Door to door.
It was like 24 hours.
No, it was like 40. It was like, it felt like that. 40.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Hours. Yeah.
It was the most disgusting thing I've ever felt in my entire life.
So from that trip onwards, we've made sure that we've been booking all the flights for our family.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And look, perfect timing. We've got a plane going above our house right now.
It sounds like it's about to crash, actually.
No.
But, oh, man. What's your favourite, out of all the airports
that I've been to? Yeah.
What's your favourite airport?
Oh, hands down.
What?
Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Changi. You can't go wrong.
It's a good airport.
That's a pretty decent hotel. I mean, hotel. It does
have a couple of hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Cinema.
Yeah.
Even we went and were partying on, they've got a slide that goes from like the top level down to the bottom.
That's
level.
Pretty cool. And the food court's amazing.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good airport to sleep at as well.
Yeah, when I was they got the lounge beds.
Exactly. And it's free. It's clean.
Smoking area has like butterflies in it in the actual outside when I used to be a smoker. Yeah, it has everything.
Mm.
Like if it was that Tom Hanks movie, I could live there.
I could live there too, easily. Yeah. Easily. I'm glad it's not too far away from us as well.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's probably my favourite airport as well. But there's some other good ones out there. I mean, you were talking to me.
Yes. So I found this website. It's traveler.com.au. And it's basically the worst and best airports for 2018.
Mm.
So that's pretty interesting. So they've broken down to different categories.
I like categories because it's hard to get a straight answer from some people about what their favourite stuff is.
Yes. Oh. Well, I'm just saying different people have different views and they may not be able to select just one. So this website here. Best shopping facilities, London Heathrow. I cannot confirm that because I've not been to London yet.
Yeah.
But for me right now, it's still Singapore for shopping as well.
Mm.
Next.
It's not like anyone buys anything in the airports though. Who buys a Louis Vuitton bag?
People do. Babe. People do. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're idiots because their prices are jacked up.
No. Yeah. Sometimes, it's tax-free.
Oh.
Because you're at the airport.
Yeah, but then they still pump it up to get the margins up.
No.
Oh, okay.
Next category. Mm. Best panic buy souvenirs. So when you're panicking last minute going, shit, I need to buy presents. Yeah,
I need some fridge magnets and I need
exactly. So the winner for this is Tokyo, Haneda and Narita airports. Because they've got two airports in Tokyo.
I have to be honest, that's probably one of the best, most on-time airports I've ever been to.
Narita. Oh, can I tell you a quick story? So I was on a flight back. I was heading towards... another country, and I was at Tokyo.
I'm hoping so, because that's where you're at a freaking airport.
I don't know where I was going, but I was at Tokyo Haneda Airport, and I was a bit early at their check-in counter.
Mm.
So there's a group of them standing in a circle. I guess they're having like a powwow meeting with the team leader.
Yeah.
Next thing I knew, they all basically dispersed, and they went to their counters. But before stepping behind their counter, what they did was synchronizing the all bow to the customers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no joke. Yeah. I'm not even lying. I'm not even making this up. And then they proceed to walk behind their desk and sat down and then called the customers to come and check in.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, of course. We're in Japan.
Yeah.
They've got so much honor and respect.
Yeah. For
everything they do. And he just, and not only that, so once it was my turn to go up to give my passport and weigh my luggage, you know when you have a really heavy luggage and a lot of the airports you have to lift it up for the weighing, what do you call that, contraption?
Yeah,
I can't talk straight today. So sick. Conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Here in Tokyo, Haneda Airport, it's level with the floor. So you just slide into the DM, slide it on, and that's basically, you don't have to carry it.
Yeah, see, that's...
That's fucking clever.
They're smart with their shit. It's
future-proof.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So that, actually, yeah, you know what? Stuff Singapore, Tokyo. I'm bumping up Tokyo now.
What else is on the list?
What other categories we've got? I don't know if I agree with this. Most unnecessary drive for improvement.
Mm.
Singapore.
Drive? What does that mean?
Like, as in unnecessary there? Improvements.
Oh, really?
The reason why they voted Singapore, because as you may know, they have a new flashy new Terminal 4.
Cost a couple of $1 billion.
Exactly.
I've seen and some of their dope Instagram photos of like this weird avatar jet thing.
Correct. So Terminal 4 was opened a year ago. However, Changi Airport, they just recently, and you're right, unveiled the Jewel. Mm. So that's what it's called, a multi-use structure featuring the world's largest indoor waterfall.
Yeah.
10 stories of retail and recreational facilities.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I'd love to just like pee in that thing.
Of course you would.
Use it as a trough.
Oh my God.
Annual. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, just
up the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should be very proud of Sydney, Australia.
Well, the shittest airport in the planet. No, actually. No,
what category? It's
to Manila because I think for me, like what makes a good airport is the toilets.
Yes.
And, like, Manila probably has the worst toilet.
Yes.
Manila Airport has the worst toilets I've ever seen.
Absolutely right.
Like, hands down. Mm-hmm. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And, like, the weird thing is, like, even when we were there in a couple of years ago, and I just felt bad. There was a chick in there cleaning, and she had to just continually clean.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it was a chick. Mm. And it was just like, I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
Like.
I usually, and this is just me, but usually when I'm going to a lot of the developing countries to toilets, I tend to give the cleaners money.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever's in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I just give it because I feel so bad.
Oh, how bad it, like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Not taking away, like, much respect to their to them doing that, but fuck, that's a fucking hectic job right there.
Mm. So respect to them.
Yeah.
Just quickly, Sydney Airport. Oh God.
Oh yeah, you were saying.
Still bad, but can I just say, in terms of immigration, I guess when you're an Australian citizen, it's much faster. Mm. Their
e-passport. Yeah.
Man, I can get out of the plane, go through the e-passport, get my luggage, and get out within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. With that me lagging you down, stopping at duty free.
Yeah.
Besides, it'd be like 15.
Oh.
Was that your back just cracking?
Yeah, my elbows. My elbow.
But yeah, I mean, it's gotten better from that perspective, but it's just, oh man.
That's, nah.
Needs more shit in there.
Oh, it's so much more.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it'll be fun to plan our next trip with airports and so many things you can take into consideration.
Well, we're going to, we haven't finalized anything, but we're going to a couple of different airports that we've never been to. So
we'll see
how we survive that.
That's a good point that you mentioned. Now that leads to, I guess, potentially a debating topic between you and I.
Because what's that?
I think you and I have different opinions.
We debate all the time. We're massive. Debate all the time.
Oh my God. It's, yeah, every day. So,
what are you talking about?
If you were flying somewhere and you had to transit or transfer at a connecting airport and you've never been to that airport before or that country, do you count that as your place that you've been to? Am I wording it right?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Let me just put it here. Last year, I traveled to Brazil.
Ah.
I transfer.
Beauty Central.
I transfer in Santiago, Chile.
Ah, Santiago.
Now, I cannot include Chile as a place that I've been to.
Mm.
But your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think that if you've smelt the air in Santiago and you've put your feet down, I get that an international airport is international space, and
yeah.
so
yeah,
but it's still
nah.
It's still the national territory. So if you breathe, if you set foot there and you breathe the air, I say that you have been to Santiago. You haven't seen much of Santiago, but you've still been there nonetheless.
My rebuttal?
Yeah, go.
My rebuttal is that, and I know you got to rebut to this as well, because I know you like pushing buttons on this.
I love button.
If I don't get a stamp, a passport stamp, it does not count.
Oh. Yeah, but
this is opening a can of worms for you.
I mean, so with that being said, we've been to recently just went to Hong Kong and Macau.
Yeah.
We didn't get no stamps there. I'm going to get no stamps there.
Okay, fine.
So does that count as us? So technically, from that standpoint, we haven't been to Hong Kong or Macau.
I take it one step further then.
Yeah.
You have to leave the airport in order to count.
You can't start changing the goalposts.
I can't. I'm not even thinking.
Like, if come like on, you're saying like...
Come on, dear listeners. Somebody will have to agree with me. Please comment. Tell me you're on my side.
Yeah.
Tell me if you're Team Charlie on this or Team Ponyo, because I need you guys to back a girl up, man, because you know I'm right. No, but go on.
I hear you. Like,
you hear me, but you don't agree with me.
I hear you, but I if you don't leave the airport, I mean, you haven't seen fuck all of the country.
Exactly.
Because you're at the airport.
I'm at the airport.
But you're still in that country. You know what I mean? Like, you're still there.
I'm not even breathing the air. I didn't even leave the airport.
No, but you kind of are breathing the air that's there. I always think it is like, if you breathe the air in the space of that country, then you're technically there. You haven't seen anything of the country. So you can say, I've been to Santiago, but I saw the toilet and I saw the McDonald's. But
I saw the beautiful mountains and the landscape on the plane. That's it.
But that's it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, that's where I stood. So
okay.
If you land in the country and you breathe the air, yeah, you're in the country.
That's
in the country. You haven't seen much of the country, but you've still been there nonetheless.
So you still count it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying not to count it. So let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, but you could flip that around and say like, so if I've saw 2 minutes of Terminator 2, the movie, that means I've watched the entire, I've seen Terminator 2. And it's like, well, I hear you, there's a lot of grey area there, but I ain't messing with that. So
well,
whatever.
It's like Endgame, which is 3 hours.
Yeah.
If I've seen an hour and a half of it,
if
does that count?
Like
does
2 minutes
that,
of the trailers,
does that count?
I don't know.
Okay, let's agree to disagree.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah, yeah.
But dear
to
listeners,
be continued.
To be continued. Dear listeners, what are your thoughts on that? Who do you agree with? Who are you siding? Remember.
Hey, it's all fun and games until you get locked up by the military in like Singapore, and they're like, you're here in the country, locked up. You're in the country now because the security are holding you, and like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the country. You haven't seen any of the country, but you're still fucking locked up there. Anyway, I kept repeating myself.
You.
But,
that's something I'm assuming would happen to you, but not to me.
Yeah, no, I've learnt my lesson about bringing drugs on.
Planes. Anyways, since we mentioned Endgame, I think that's good timing to segue into that as well.
Oh, So
just to give the listeners a bit of background. Mm. So Charlie went to see Endgame.
In Australia, it came out
release
on the
24th.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently April. This was a few days before the US.
Yeah, so it came out.
How does that work? I thought the US always received the movie before us.
No, I mean, it works all different sort of territories.
Okay.
But even... And Australia, because Australia is like one of the first countries on the... You know, what's it called? The timeline.
Mm. And you've seen it 3 times within 4 days.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That made me sound too nerdy, but I saw it twice at the cinema. And do you want to start talking about it with spoilers?
Well, that's the thing.
Not with spoilers.
Don't ruin it for people. Or talking about spoilers.
Mm.
Dear listeners, if you follow Charlie on Instagram,
Yeah,
his carrier is
No, you just, they can find me.
No, they'll find you somehow.
Yeah, but I kind of spoiled it already there.
Uh-huh.
But I gave people warning.
You did. That's true. That's true.
But I mean, this goes on to, I can get like super deep on this. I don't know. It's, I, now that I've seen it at like a second time at the cinema, I don't know about the movie. It's
pretty fun. There's a lot to digest.
It was the first time, but I think the inevitability of it, I mean, it was always going to end the way it was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
The broad strokes were always going to be the way they were.
Yeah.
They did like 20 plus movies. And so...
Over a span of a decade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the movie wouldn't have made sense without those movies, if that makes sense. Like, you can't have a scene with like Captain America and freaking Tony Stark.
Mm.
And then powwowing if you hadn't seen all of the other build-up movies, which is kind of, it makes sense, but I don't know, it is what it is.
But did you enjoy the movie?
I'd say more than I think about it, yes, but the more and more I think about it, probably no.
Ooh, because it's the end?
Oh, no, I wanted it to end like a long time ago.
Okay.
But, I didn't... There was some setups and there was some stuff in there. Are you going to talk about it?
Mm. Well, not well. You can, but
you're never going to watch it.
But the problem is,
Tony Stark dies at the end.
Oh God!
And so he dies. So.
Do you mean to give any warnings to the listeners? Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you're this far deep into it, it is what it is. But he has a baby.
Mm.
So it. With the finger snapped, it kills half of the universe and they try to fix it. They can't fix it. And then it does a time jump to 5 years in the future from that point.
Yeah.
Tony Stark has a daughter in this and then he ends up like dying or this and blah, blah, blah. But I think beside that point, I think it sets up the next endgame sets. There's no post-credit scenes and stuff like that. So it sets up like a new... generation or next phase, what it's going to look like, and it's not going to have Robert Downey Jr. in there. It's not going to have Chris Evans in there.
Oh really? No more Captain America.
Yeah, they're probably done for. He's passed his little shield on to the other dude, Falcon. So it's going to be a different universe, generation. And I think it's going to be led by the Captain Marvel chick.
Oh,
so,
I see.
And so that's an upper and a downer at the same time.
Okay, so out of five?
Oh, out of five, maybe a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3.
Mm-hmm. Is it killing it up at the box office?
Oh, it's making millions and millions of dollars like you would expect it would. But I mean, it's the final chapter of a saga or a phase, and so they've built 20 other movies, I think 22 movies that are part one and part two, so all of this movie was like just like a payoff for everything that's happened before, and it's like there's a lot of fan service
I don't think they're done yet. I'm still waiting for it. I'm still waiting for the time when they hand me my script to be the first Asian superhero.
There's one coming out next year apparently,
part of Marvel.
It's like an Asian kung fu
Marvel?
Really? Superhero.
Yeah, but they're not part of Marvel.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Well,
it's Asian Marvel.
Well, Top Avengers.
And everything.
Avengers, it ain't over until I say so.
Oh, okay. Please tell me when.
Exactly. So it'll be
but
nice.
But yeah, if you're invested and you've watched the other movies, then you need to go see it.
Because I think for you, and this is just my observation. It's a relationship that's been going on for the past decade.
Mm.
So for you to be able to go through that, and you technically you grew up with that as well for the past 10 years. So watching it and now having somewhat closure.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
Yeah, no, and like I think just with that being said, I think I grew up with it as a kid watching, like
reading the comics.
on the page, and so. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that it would become... like, say, if you were able to ask me the 1991 or 1992 me, like, what would you ever think of seeing this on the screen? It's like, no fucking way.
Actually, and then it comes out really
on the, it comes out on the movies, and it's like,
wow.
Yeah, and it's like, as a old fart, you can't complain about seeing it on the screen, but you can still complain about how they've done it on the screen. But that's just me, not pulling my tampon out, I guess.
But I'm glad that you mentioned about the comics, because I think that's something that generations now that they've seen the movie, I don't think they appreciate like the way you have, because you've gone through the very beginning.
Yeah.
So I hope that all the younger generations that have been following Marvel, the movies, are also getting a chance. And read the... Exactly.
But I think that leads to a different issue, or not issue, but a different opportunity or problem where it's the same thing with Game of Thrones. Like, people will devour Game of Thrones, but they'll never go and read Martin's books.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's very true.
Like, they'll watch it because they've got the attention span of a capuchin monkey. You know what I mean? And
I'm pretty sure
it's it's an easy thing to watch like a 1 hour episode of a TV show. It's another thing to actually dedicate your time to actually reading, you know, like 200-250 page book in like size 6 font.
But then we're so time poor as well.
Yeah,
I know, but that's just making excuses. That's just pretty poor form. It's just making excuses.
Like, books are I think we said this before, books are like the cornerstone of civilization.
Oh, definitely.
They should be something that's devoured as opposed to television, but I don't know, that's just me.
That's true. That's true. Very true. So yes.
My voice is giving out on
me. I know. We'll end it on. I guess it's been a while now, but we haven't really given out a Darwin Award.
Yeah, true.
So dear listeners, if you do not know what a Darwin Award is, you should really be listening to the other episodes. Pause right here and then go back to those episodes and then come back. And listen to the rest of this episode. Yeah, but today's Darwin Award goes to drum roll.
You get a drum roll?
Yep.
I don't know her name, but it is a Pennsylvania woman. So she died earlier this week after falling into a meat grinder.
Oh my God.
So Darwin Award is given to people who successfully remove themselves from the gene pool themselves.
I shouldn't be laughing. That's so horrible. And I hope she's resting in peace. But
hey, but that's we're all gonna be in there at some stage. It's just how you go out.
Yeah.
Some people win awards. Some people don't. But, God. Yeah. So this chick wins an award. So Pennsylvania woman died on Monday after falling into a meat grinder a food processing facility. So. I'm not going to name the company or the lady because, you know, like, seriously, RIP, that's a pretty hardcore way to go out.
But, yeah, definitely. I hope they clean their meat grinder afterwards.
So with that being said, there were no witnesses or cameras that were facing the area.
Oh, so blind spot.
Yeah. So from an OHS, operational health and safety perspective,
somebody's in trouble.
Fucking look at that because, so there was no witnesses, no one saw it fall in there, but what did happen was that firefighters had to spend 45 minutes disassembling the machine.
Oh gosh.
In an effort to recover what was left of the 35-year-old woman's remains.
Wow.
And so the real kicker is apparently what they were saying, so they didn't find her. There's no footage of it, but what they did find was a ladder that had wheels on it next to the machine. And so the theory goes is that the lady or the lady that fell in there climbed up the ladder.
Yeah.
Probably didn't secure the footing on the wheels brakes. on the ladder.
Yeah.
Slipped out. Done. Into the meat grinder.
Too late.
You become part of the sausage that goes out to... Costco or fucking Walmart back in the US.
Oh, damn.
So,
wow. On that note.
I'm hungry now.
it's dinner time.
Yeah. It's definitely time to eat some food.
That's insane. Oh my goodness. But congratulations to her. She's got an award now, which is quite horrible.
But at the end of the day, never stand next to a fucking meat grinder on a ladder with wheels on it. Mm-mm. That sounds like nothing but trouble.
That's true. That's true. That's true. On that note, good song selection. Well done, Charlie.
Yeah, this is
Aussie group.
Yeah.
What are they called? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. I like it. It's quite deep.
So the people in Sri Lanka have a have a solemn week. We feel you.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks, but we're all thinking of you.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka, you guys are absolutely beautiful. I mean, just the people and the culture out there, fantastic. So,
have a great week, y'all.
Look after each other. Peace out.
Bye. I see you in the pictures that you post about your lifestyle. Tell me about your lifestyle. Is that real life, though? Whoa, whoa, I miss you. What happened to all of my friends? I miss you.